I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois residents will soon pay more sales tax when they shop online. State lawmakers are expecting to collect a couple hundred million dollars after changing how the tax is collected. Mary Hansen reports it could help cities, too.
After a Supreme Court decision last summer, Illinois required most online retailers to charge the 6.25% state sales tax. But there's a problem. Few are complying. This year's budget takes aim at companies that sell through marketplaces, like eBay or Etsy, and requires the marketplace to collect the tax for the sellers. Come next summer, customers will also pay local taxes on top of that. Bill McCarty is budget director for the city of Springfield. He says after years of seeing sales tax revenue decline, that's welcome news.
We're going to get more money than we're getting right now, and certainly that's a step in the right direction.
Still, some tax experts warn the rules treat in-state and out-of-state sellers differently, which could lead to a lawsuit. I'm Mary Hansen.
The State Department of Natural Resources is urging the public to stay off Illinois rivers. Even if a river isn't closed, most are at flood stage and pose several dangers, including strong currents and debris. That's according to IDNR spokesperson Rachel Torbert.
Even if IDNR hasn't closed those waterways to recreational boating, it's still dangerous, and we would just ask folks to stay off the water, especially if the river's in flood stage, because it not only puts their safety at risk, but puts the safety of our first responders and law enforcement at risk as well.
Torbert says portions of the Illinois, Kaskaskia, and Fox Rivers remain closed. The public also is urged to stay off levees in affected areas. Many are saturated and very unstable. A capital construction plan approved by Illinois lawmakers includes $1 billion for road work along Interstate 80 and hundreds of millions of dollars to boost rail and bus services. The Chicago Tribune reports the roughly $40 billion plan comes after a decade without such funding. The projects on I-80, which runs across northern Illinois, include replacing two decaying bridges on the Des Plaines River. The rail work also includes $500 million for Amtrak passenger service from Chicago to Rockford and to the Quad Cities. The Regional Transportation Authority will get more than $2 billion for three rail and bus agencies. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The new state budget for Illinois is allowing the state to continue its efforts to reduce smoking by raising the cigarette tax $1 a pack. Illinois is building on previous initiatives, including the Smoke-Free Illinois Act of 2008, which prohibited smoking in public places. Experts say smoking is also forbidden within 15 feet of doors, windows, and ventilation intakes as a part of that law. And starting this July, Illinois will raise the smoking age to 21. The Jackson County Health Department is crediting those laws and others with helping reduce the smoking rates across the state. Experts hope the legislature will continue to fight tobacco use by expanding the Smoke-Free Illinois Act to include parks and including e-cigarettes in the ban. The FDA is requiring a warning now on some sleep medications, including Ambien, Lunesta, and Sonata. The new warning comes in the wake of 66 reports of rare but serious injuries, even deaths, resulting from sleepwalking, sleep driving, and other activities done while sleeping, such as cooking, eating, even shaving. OSF Healthcare Director of Clinical Sleep Medicine, Dr. Kanika Verma, says sometimes insomnia is caused by a medical issue, but sometimes it's simply a result of a bad habit. In that case, she refers patients to a behavioral therapist.
To really retrain that brain to shut down when it's supposed to. Pretty much all of these medications that are out there for insomnia are kind of taking care of the symptom, but not truly tackling the problem.
Most products available over the counter contain antihistamines. Dr. Verma says most people build up a quick tolerance to those. I'm Jennifer Fuller.